It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Everybody should get Jason Wilde every day of the year. All you do is WisconsinOnDemand.com, and then you see Wilde, and then there are 8 million comments from Jason Wilde on every show. Not 8 million, but close. And now it is time to bring on Jason Wilde because I want intense commentary and information about Xavier McKinney and what he has said about Jair Alexander. I did see something on Twitter where they were together or working out, or I know Jason has the more accurate information. Good afternoon, Jason.
Yeah, most importantly, though, I got gas for $2.89 at Costco. So I know you were pretty excited about your gas this morning.
I was amazed the difference was 30 cents. Now, when I went back to the first one that was 329, it had dropped to 309, but it was it was a 30-cent difference between two different gas stations, which...
Yeah, and I was happy for you that you got such a great deal. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know anything that he has said recently about Jair Alexander. Did I miss something today?
I don't know. There's some stuff on Instagram.
It just showed them working out together in the offseason here. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, I would say this. I would say that since he arrived, Xavier McKinney, I think he's been a pretty positive influence on Ja. And I think, you know, one of the reasons why the Packers were hopeful last year that Jair had kind of put the madness of 2023 behind him was not just that he learned from his suspension, which he said he had, but also that Xavier McKinney was a really good influence on him. I think they've authentically felt that way. And so to see them together today working out, I don't want to be poo-pooing that. Like, as you well know, because when you do it, it irritates me. I do not do the 0%, 100%, because I don't think you can ever be 100% about just about anything other than not running out of gas. There's never an excuse for that. You there's a gauge, pay attention. But In Jair's case, I still think that from Goody's perspective, he just doesn't want to go through this for a third, potentially go through this for a third straight year of questions about his availability. And so, you know, I've told this story before, but in talking with somebody who works in the building, you know, they're like, "Hey man, this guy can still play." And I said, "When he plays." No one disputes that when he's healthy, he can still play really good football. He did it last year. He had the pick six in Tennessee. He had an interception in the opener against Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Like, no one is saying that he's washed. It's the, can he stay healthy? And on top of that, whether it's fair or not, and you have touched on this on multiple occasions, there was at least a perception based on the way they handled it that he was malingering. And that he could have played and didn't, which, you know, as I said at the time, I am never comfortable with that. Like, I don't want any part of being that guy. But it is part of my job that if there are people that are thinking that, to relate that, and I did. I think that's a bad look. I also think that Matt LaFleur was have scarred, if you will, from having dealt with the Bakhtiari situation. And so I think that was part of the equation as well of, you know, I just went through this with Bakhtiari, this will he or won't he play business. And I think LaFleur's kind of default setting became, all right, let's just rule him out. Okay. At least I know that I won't have him then. And I'm not getting my hopes up. I'm not altering game plans because, you know, whether it's fair or not, and again, Matt LaFleur never said this to me. This is my interpretation. But I think he was pretty pissed about the Chicago thing, that they worked him out beforehand. He said that he could go. He played 10 snaps and then said he couldn't go anymore. And whether or not he re-injured that knee, whatever the reason was that he couldn't go, I don't think Matt LaFleur was super interested in the reason. I think he was just mad that you gave me 10 snaps and then you bailed on us. And that's not fair, but that's, I think, the way he saw it. And so my point is that, you know, whether it's LaFleur or it's Goody or it's both, I think they all feel the same way. This guy could still play. He can still be a really good player for us. Doesn't tackle the way he used to ever since that shoulder injury, but he's an excellent cover man. But if we don't know if we're going to have him from week to week, or we're only going to have him for 7 games, then I'd rather try and find somebody else. And I think that's ultimately what the bottom line will be. But I was encouraged, and I at least created a tiny or a slightly larger amount of doubt than I'd had from the tiny amount of doubt I had about him being released. Now maybe I'm, instead of it being a 5% chance that he's sticking around, maybe it's a 9% chance, but it's still pretty low.
I'll join your club. I want to know if you want to join my club.
Probably it's, not.
Mine would be, I would tell Goody. I just want to know what Xavier McKinney thinks. I bring Xavier McKinney in and say, Xavier, should we have him on the team this year? Whatever he says, I'm going with. If he says yes, I don't even need a discussion. I don't need a meeting other than to ask that question. Xavier, do you want and do you think the team's better with Jair on the team this year? He says yes, he's coming back.
I think I'll join that club on a provisional basis. I mean, I would, if I was Goody, I would press Xavier McKinney on that, though. I'd be like, look, man, like, we believe that you are a great influence on him, but what happened last year, I don't care what you think. If I'm going to go through that again, and you have to be straight with me, like, was there any point as his teammate where you had questions? I know you wouldn't feel good if you had those.
I would interrupt him as I do. I would say, GM, I would like to think that for me to say yes, that you respect that I would factor in all those things. There's no way that you should look at me and think I would say yes if I haven't factored all of those things and still come up with my answer.
Yeah, I wonder how clear-cut his answer would be, though.
I know. I don't. I would.
That's the other part of it.
I'd like to ask him.
Yeah. Because here's the follow-up I would ask Xavier. Well, I knew that's what you meant.
I wanted to make sure for those 6 people of the million that didn't know. Yes, I went. You.
Because here, look, I have a for a guy that I've only covered for a year, I have a terrific relationship with him, with Xavier. It all started with me telling him the story of me comparing him to Woodson in terms of his magnetic personality and the impact he had on his teammates, and Tausch crushing me for it. And then he ends up in going and having a Charles Woodson-esque season, right? And so then I obviously I talked to Charles and I did a story and he ended up seeing that. And so we have a really, really, I really like working with him. We're not friends. We don't hang out, et cetera. But I do think we have the kind of relationship where, and I've actually utilized it, where I think our conversations, I can go to him and say, hey, tell me if I'm off base here. And off the record, he can say, yeah, no, you're not wrong. Or, yeah, actually, here's what's going on. And so I appreciate players that are willing to do that, and he's one of them. Now, what I would say is my, I don't want to say reservation, would be that I think Xavier McKinney really wants it to work with Jair. I think he really likes him. I think he feels like they have a connection. And I think that he would probably say yes. And then if for some reason things went south, which has happened with Jair and with people, I'm not saying go south with Xavier McKinney, but go south with the season. You know, I would wonder if Xavier would end up feeling like, man, I kind of went to bat for you, and now I'm the one who looks kind of bad with the way this went, right? So I would be curious, if there were no strings attached, how he would answer your question. But I would be at least a little bit leery that, as good of a dude as he is and as honest as I think he would be, I think there would also potentially be a small part of him that wants to believe the best in the guy and would be subject to getting burned, if that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. I think you would also be comfortable saying, I don't need an explanation from you. I just need a yes or no. Would you?
Yeah, and the difference between you and I is that I don't think it's ever yes or no. Like, there are shades of gray even on this.
Of course.
And I think even for him.
Right.
I think there's a chance that he would do to you what I'm doing to you now, which is, there's a chance he would hedge. Because I just don't think, based on how things have played out over the last, 2 years, that anyone can say with any degree of certainty or confidence that they would put their reputation on the line to say, yeah, bring him back. I'm saying that as someone who, by the way, I really like Jair. I believe in him as a player. I also believe, like I think you do, that last year, the way that played out and the way it was handled, and he certainly didn't help. He could have talked to us more often and gotten his story out, but he would argue that he shouldn't have to do that. But if I was him, I'd have been irritated, right? With kind of the innuendo and how, they did not do a great job of protecting him. They kind of showed their frustration with him. Now, I will say this, his teammates, Xavier McKinney, Keyshawn Nixon, they did a much better job of protecting him. The first thing out of their mouths would be, well, he's hurt. He can't play. He's injured. So they left no room for interpretation when they would talk about their teammate, and that wasn't necessarily the case when others spoke.
And I would say our discussion speaks to the respect I have for Xavier McKinney, because I don't think that he would ever say yes unless he felt that it was better for the team. But I might be giving him too much credit.
I would agree. But then the problem is that I think he would give you a shade of gray answer. And I don't think you would him to say an unequivocal yes. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know him as well as you, but I think he might do that for you in private. That's one of the skills you have.
Tosh wanted me to get him on the show anyway, so I guess now I'll have to text him now, because now you need him. You need something from him too.
No, I'm.
No, it's a great question. I love this question. I sincerely do. I don't know the answer.
And I don't know that. You always say you're too nice. I don't know that Goody would look at it that way, but I would. And I would look at it that way if I was the fourth. I'd say, what are we going to do with Jair? Because we all saw a better Jair and assume it was because of McKinney.
Yeah. Now, there's a club that not exclusively because of McKinney, because I do want to believe that people can grow and learn from their mistakes. And I do think that Jair deserves the benefit of saying, hey, I was an idiot. I was pissed that Matt LaFleur didn't even know that we were going back to my hometown, and he didn't make me a captain. And LaFleur would be able to say, yeah, but I didn't even know if you're going to play, because you hadn't played, right? But that would be an instance of probably both sides needed to do a better job of communicating. But regardless, the fact that he took the next step of just going out there for the coin toss was a bridge too far. And I think he would say, and I think he has said, that he learned from that. That was a mistake by him. He shouldn't have done that. And I didn't think he was saying it just to be, pretend to be contrite. And I've been fooled by players before. I do not have a perfect track record on that.
Not often.
It, But yeah, I've been fooled by a few though, and I did think he was authentic in that when he told us that. So for what it's worth, I would say that, you know, I think he did learn from that. I do think Xavier McKinney was a very positive influence on him, but in the end, my gut tells me it's still not going to be enough, and he's not going to be on this team. And if I'm wrong, great, because the guy's a damn good football player when he's out there.
Yeah, I know. I think you're going to be right. But the other question would be as to how many games would he have to play? Even if you want him, he's still – and my answer is of 17, if he comes back and plays 9, I'm happy. That 9 is enough for me to want him on the team. I don't know – what Xavier's answer to that would be, or what yours would be?
I would say I would want more. Oh. Now, I guess the question would also become though: are we counting playoff games?
No, I'm counting right? 17 regular season. He's got to
look at what look at 23. Like for as bad as things were in 23, and as dysfunctional everything was, and he got the suspension and everything else, he had an enormous play in the playoff game.
Yep.
Right. He had an interception. And so I will accept 9 regular season if you can guarantee me him playing in any or all playoff games that I have. If you're not going to guarantee me that, which obviously nothing is guaranteed.
I would guarantee that. Yes.
I'm saying 12. Yeah. I want 12 games from him.
All right. But yeah, no, but you would take 9 and all playoff games.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Yep.
Any other note of the Packers that I didn't even ask about?
Yeah, I'm sitting down to write a story about the things that Mark Murphy said at the NFL meetings about it, you know, being his last one and everything else. But I think
what's your best memory of Mark Murphy? Or do you want to wait till the next time we talk?
Him and I. No, this will be a short one. Him and I both leaving the practice field at training camp at the same time, and him going into the Hudson Center to then walk through the Hudson Center and then leave that way so he didn't have to walk next to me, I think was my favorite.
Mine would be I have no impressive memory at all. I can't think of anything in his entire time. I mean, I respect him for being the front for the NFL. He served that role well, but... I have no memory of Mark Murphy. Other than that,
he's a complicated fella.
Yeah, but that's about another player, but that's not about that didn't hit me as much as the other people. I always thought he needed a new hairpiece. Like that is a
No, I think you think that's fake?
Do you think that's his real
hair?
You're
the expert. You had one.
No, I don't know. It's just that he needed to do better with his hair. No, I don't. I guess that the about Rodgers, but it was just a comment. I don't, you know, you never thought, hey, it's just with Bob Harlan every day. And you met Harlan, you're just so impressed with how he did everything. There was nothing about the way Murphy did things that impressed you. Nothing. Doesn't mean he was bad, but impressed. No, I don't ever remember going, wow. Yeah. President of the Green Bay Packers.
I don't remember a time where I ever wondered, boy, what is Bob Harlan going to say? And obviously there were a few times, but in fairness to him, as you pointed out, like, you know, give him credit. He was brilliant in terms of their business. He and I disagree vehemently on a few things, including ticket prices being raised every year, but and you don't disagree with him on that.
I do not.
But the biggest thing is that he was a good steward for the organization. They didn't win a Super Bowl with his people, right? I mean,
but he didn't screw it up.
But he didn't screw it up. That's exactly right.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer, take care. Be good.
There'll be other times. And if Mark Murphy would have impressed me the most if in the Hall of Fame he would say, I'm not going in alone. I want somebody else with me. That would have impressed me. Tim Van Voren, about not next, but soon.